As kids head back to school, some of their teachers may be packing a lot more than pencils. They could be carrying firearms. There's a national conversation going on about whether that's a good idea or a really bad one. In much of the Mountain West, it's up to the school districts to decide whether they'll allow staff to carry concealed weapons and what training they'll have to go through. Ray Ellen Bichelle followed along with a group at a weekend workshop in Colorado. And a warning for listeners, this story includes the sound of gunshots.
Instructor Graham Dunn is holding up some printouts with faces on them. He tells his students these are smaller than real heads.
So here's some useless knowledge from being a sniper. The average human head is 6 inches across by 10 inches high.
We're at a facility in Commerce City, Colorado. Usually the people training here are law enforcement. But today, they're teachers, principals, bus drivers, coaches, and school administrators. 13 of them.
So, just to make it simple, pick one of the big heads to shoot. That's your target.
They're holding 9mm pistols, mostly Glocks. Dunn calls them the Toyota Corolla of guns. And they're about to use them to blast their targets. Dunn is going to shout out some scenarios.
All right, here we go. You know the drill. Put your hands up.
Put your hands up.
Don't move. Okay, he's lifting up his shirt. He's pulling out a gun. 3 rounds. Fire. There you go.
Good.
Next, the imaginary aggressor will have a knife instead of a gun. He gets the same treatment.
Put your hands up.
Don't move. He's got a knife in his hand, he's walking towards you. 3 rounds, fire! Move.
The group running this training is called Faster Colorado. About 200 school staff have gone through the program, mostly coming from 34 school districts across the state.
Very good. Nice work, guys.
One teacher has a Band-Aid on her hand from slamming in fresh magazines.
3, 4, 5. I don't know why I brought 1,000.
Looking through her bag, she guesses she's used 700 rounds this weekend.
700? Is that, did I add right?
She doesn't want to be named because she says then a school shooter might target her. That's an opinion shared by a lot of people in this class. Most didn't want to talk to me at all.
I'm probably going to stick to not answering any questions.
But Carl Donaldson was okay with it.
I'm Carl.
Nice to meet you.
The science teacher says it would take almost half an hour for the sheriff to arrive at his small town high school.
My own kids are there. And I'm not going to stand there and throw a book at someone who's trying to kill our kids. And that's just a fact of it. And most of these gunfights are over in 2 or 3 minutes, and we can't sit around and wait for the police to get there, and it's going to be done.
Donaldson says he went through a psych evaluation, got his concealed carry permit, and went through a few trainings, including a version of this one last year. This is level 2, a refresher course required by his school district. They're about to wrap up lunch and divide into 2 groups.
5 plus 2, 7.
Okay, look, ready? 7?
One group enters a room. In it, there's something called the Forced Option Simulator.
So this is a simulation gun.
Instructor Paul Gregory explains how things will work.
The only thing that moves on this is the trigger.
It's a dark room with surround sound and a video projected onto the wall.
All right.
A trainee steps up. He's a school administrator. Gregory tells him what to expect.
You are in the hallway, and there's a school play practice going on. And as you're in the hallway, you hear some shots being fired from the auditorium. Okay.
The projection turns the wall into a school hallway.
There's a kid there with a gun. What's going on?
Students are running past. One is clutching his arm. We round the corner into the auditorium. It seems empty, quiet. There's a body crumpled between the seats. The trainee is pacing, shifting his weight from foot to foot, shoulders tense. And then the shooter stands up. The trainee fires 4 times, the shooter goes down, and the auditorium fades back into a wall.
Okay.
The instructors review the shots.
Here's shot number 1. He surprised you. 2, 3, 4.
Only 1 of the 4 rounds actually hit the shooter.
So 25% hit rate. Where do the other 3 shots go?
In that wall.
Yeah.
And what's behind the wall? The instructors have some bad news for the trainee.
It's the preschool.
Yeah. This one?
It's the preschool.
Oh, it's the preschool?
Yes.
Okay.
And how many misses like this are acceptable, they say? The answer, of course, is none. For Guns in America and the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Ray Ellen Bichelle.